Welcome to the QuittingDip.com podcast, an improvised discussion about quitting nicotine by guys who have done it, using the tools they found at QuittingDip.com.
All right, that was... Thank you for that excellent intro from the rabbi. I'm here, Paco Slade, with Mr. Money Shots, Big Money Shots, and introducing the latest and greatest addition is Woodshop Dave. So people probably already heard about us. So Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, you can just kind of get into your journey and, like, you know, start at the beginning, and we'll kind of jump, go from there and figure it out.
Yeah, man. I mean, boy, there's a lot to go over, as you guys know. It was quite a kind of a rocky way for me on QD. But, you know, historically speaking, you know, I think I started using nicotine back in high school, like with a couple buddies, you know, smoking cigarettes here and there. And then kind of as I progressed, I started kind of dipping in college and stuff like that. And then as it continued on, I, when I got out of college and I was got into a professional career in the software industry, I started doing it like pretty heavily, and it kind of continued on to a point where I was like, you know, it was like basically controlling my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for me, it was like a hidden aspect of my life. I had a lot of great stuff going on in my life. But that was a component of my life that I always hated, but I always went back to, you know what I mean? And it really controlled.
Yes,
exactly. And it just controlled everything that I did. And I think like anybody else that finds their way to the site, you're at a breaking point, mentally. And that plays a lot into the, you know, the psychological dynamic of how people first enter the site, which we'll get into. But, you know, that's pretty much it for me. I think I had reached, you know, a really solid breaking point where this was consuming my mental energy all day long. It was consuming my financials. It was impacting my relationships. It was impacting everything that in my life in a negative capacity. And I was at a breaking point where I finally looked in the mirror and said, you know, I need to do this with somebody else, basically.
Yeah, I mean, because I think we all tried to fly solo at some point, you know, before that, before we got where we are now.
Fucking worthless, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's exhausting to just have like all these kind of like, I like compulsion is a strong word, but like the, like, you know, you think you want this thing, right? And like everything, like all the signals you're getting are do this thing and everything will be fine. Right. And you can be strong for a while. You know, it can be like, I'm a man, damn it. Or lady. Sorry. Just whoever is have like going through this, they can kind of like understand that, I think.
Yeah. Right. And I think like probably the most we can openly swear on this. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
OK. I've already broken that rule, but I think the most
poop.
Yeah. Right. The most fucked up component being that, like, you literally can go to bed at night and say to yourself, like, I'm through with this shit. You know what I mean?
That's my favorite time to lie to myself, too.
And then you wake up in the morning and you were going, like, you're running to go, like, you could have thrown out your last tin or whatever. And you wake up in the morning and you're like, Jesus, you know, and you're going to the, you know, it's just, it's so fucked up on so many different levels. And it takes a breaking point to kind of look at it from a 10,000 foot perspective outside of yourself and looking down, like, wow, look at this addict behavior, man. Like, this is wild. What are you doing?
And I think that kind of behavior is like really, I don't like to like humanize or like, you know, personify dip as like this monolith or whatever, but like the way that it like worms its way into your life is like real insidious, because it's just like a little bit at a time. Like, you know what, at first, you're like, I could quit anytime you want. Well, maybe if you would actually do it, but I mean, part of that problem.
Yeah, for sure.
I really want to touch on that breaking point. Do you remember how you felt like 24 hours prior to joining QD that really made you be like, okay, now I see it all and I really need help? Do you remember how you felt at that moment? And what was that breaking point, by any chance?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of multiple things. You know, I had done the independent approach for so long without being successful. You know what I mean? Like, it's just you consciously recognize this is bad for me. It's expensive. It's you consciously are saying to yourself, I need to stop doing this, and you don't do it on your own, right? And then things come up in your life. Like, for me, I think I had like a sore in my mouth or something like that, where it was painful.
Just put it on the other side, dude. What are you thinking?
Well, it's, yeah, exactly. But I think that was going on, and like, I, you know, at the time I was hiding stuff from my, you know, my wife, and you know, I think like there was a point where I was really ashamed of that, you know, and also I had this pain in my mouth, and I've been doing it for so many years, and it was just like this kind of barrier where it was like, I need to go find a community or a helpful source. Now, the most bold thing I could have done at the time was to go to my family and my friend, my close friends, and be like, look, like, you know, I have this issue. This is a big issue in my life. It's consuming me, you know, but I think that's why people find themselves to an online community, is they're ready to make a step, but they're not ready to go out and admit to everybody in their own personal life at that time. You know, ultimately, that's an important part of the process, right? However, I think like people are naturally ashamed. A lot of people, like myself, were ashamed of the addiction that we had. So for me, it was like a culmination of a few different things that pushed me to the point of being like, all right, well, I need to hop on Google and try to find something, some right. people, someone else out there that understands yeah. my problem. And that's what you're looking for. And I think there's a big contradiction, and it transitions well into talking about QD, is that when you finally make this move to try to help yourself, you are basically saying like, all right, I'm admitting, I'm going to go do this thing, which I think is a great thing. And you step into this place and you expect that like everyone's going to be like with open arms hugging you and being like, dude, that's so great. You did this. Yo, we're so proud of you, you know. And
so what actually happened? What actually happened?
Well, I mean, oh, golly, that's yeah, I mean, I think the fault, I mean, one of the problems that new people have, myself included, was you think that you're a bit special because you made the decision to do this. So you're saying to yourself, you're looking in the mirror like, oh man, this is great. I've gone 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, whatever it is. And this is a good accomplishment for you, right? Yeah. But that's just a start to the process. You are starting to take control of the physical element of it, and you're working your way through that. But that by no means has any indication of you living a quit life, right? This is you making the first steps, but like any relationship, you have to prove to yourself, like, this is a brotherhood. It's about accountability. It's about helping other people, and it's about being a part of the community conversationally. You know, there's so much more to it. And just stopping the usage is just one component of it. The power behind QD as a whole really lies in the fact that you are making connections, hopefully like lifelong connections, through your interactions. Like, you're talking about football, you're talking about your hunting, you're talking about, you know, various topics, whatever they might be, online. Like, you wake up and you look forward to going on and jumping in and seeing what other people said. You know what I mean? Like, you are now fully engaged in a community of like-minded people. And I think when you first...
And people do talk about quitting, too. It's not just fishing and camping.
Oh, sure. Like, yeah.
It really, like... But that's kind of, like, where, like, it started to get heated with you, right? Because it was like, you're like, I'm quit. And then everybody's like, no, you're fucking not.
Well, that's good, man. That's
a
good...
hard thing to hear. Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
When we talked about it, I want to know how you felt when you're like, okay, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but everybody's telling me that I'm not. How did you feel when you were reading these messages when we're like, you're on the right path, but you're only so far on that path. You're not doing what you think you're doing.
I think it's a verbal thing versus like action, and we might be having this conversation now with somebody else in the group, but it's like, you know, you can state out loud that I am quit, I am quit, I am quit, you know, but like, you know, the way I like to look at it is kind of twofold, right? You know, I imagine that 95 to 98% of the world is living a life, well, maybe that's an inflated number, but
you're allowed to exaggerate as well.
Okay, so let's call it 95% of the world wakes up in the morning and they do not think about dip, right? They don't romanticize about it. They don't think about the things they used to do. They don't log into a chat and start talking about, hey, you know, like me, like I can remember specifically playing like a round of golf and doing so without dipping. And I was like proud of myself, you know? And I went on and I was like, oh, just played 18 holes without dip, you know? And whatever. And the truth is that a normal person who lives and breathes a quit lifestyle does not even think about the fact that they did not dip, right? Like if my wife goes golfing, she's not going to come home and be like, hey, Justin, or Dave, I didn't.
Never mind.
I'm sorry. Bleep. Hey, you know, like I didn't. Oh, I'm gonna catch myself here. Be proud of me. I didn't dip today. It's like, dude, like, you know, you live a quit life. You should not be like, you know, you can celebrate those things a little bit, I suppose, at first.
I think milestones are important, especially in the beginning, you know, especially when you have activities in your life that are like so like tightly interwoven with dipping.
Yeah.
Like when you can finally, like, because at first, me personally, I would just avoid those activities, you know, because I just didn't want to deal with it. And it did take like a good amount of time to be like, I can do this and not think about the thing, right?
Yeah.
I can do this and not think about dip. And like, you don't even realize it. It's like, you know, you spend 20 years dipping, and then how long does it take to like undo all that shit? Like in your mind, not necessarily.
Right. Right. And I think like, you know, one of the common things that comes up is like, hey, I went to this store today and I didn't, you know, I looked back there and I saw this and that and the other. And, you know, it's great. It is great. And everybody deserves mental milestones along the way. You know, I think that the contradiction is that the people that have been there and are on the site for a long time are trying to get you to see that there's a life that you can live that where you're not celebrating not doing something with dip, where you're not even thinking about it, where you're not, you know, this is about living and breathing a life like most people do, where it's not a part of your mental process. Because if you're still even thinking about that, then that part of your addict lifestyle is still taking some energy and some capacity from you, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's a fine line, and it kind of circles back to your question of like, you know, when I first came on, it was like, oh, you know, look at me, I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. And look at me, I'm quit now. I've been gone 7 days and I played around a golf, you know, and people are like, hey man, like, congratulations to you, that's cool. But at the same time, you're still talking about it and you're still like, really, I don't buy into the fact that you're fully committed to this yet. And because really, I think the mentality, what I like about QD is the mentality is not like today necessarily. It's like, what are you doing to form connections now and to interact with other people on the site and utilize the site to form connections? So next year, when you have a problem in your life, you lose your job, you have a fight with your wife, something happens, that you are fully committed and connected to other people. So you are living and breathing. So that notion of like, I'm going to go drown myself in a pile of nicotine, like that's not going to enter your mind. So you know what I mean?
That's one of my favorite sayings for newbies who like, you know, kind of like have that, you're like, well, so something happened and it made me like, I remember one dude said he caved because he was reading a good book. I mean, That's one of the lowest bars I've heard. But then, you know, like your dad dies or something, it's like everybody, like the mantra is, you know, if you have a problem and then you dip, now you have two problems.
Yeah.
And like that was always like a very like nice way to frame that for me, because you know, sometimes you can just kind of, like, especially when you're in that kind of like, are we allowed to talk about men being vulnerable, or is that not cool? Are we too tough for that?
Oh no, go away. Go for it.
When you're being compromised in some way, like, you know, that's like when having that kind of like extra support and like just that kind of long-term understanding of like, yes, we're all going through these problems, right? But like, you know, we know what the answer definitely isn't.
Yeah, I love
it's
that.
Chewing is saying you. I don't know if you got that six. I mean pocket. I mean shit. Oh wait, that's not even your name anymore.
That's two mistakes here. Yeah, well, you know, I think what's good about it is that like you really need to be educated, because you're making personal strides along the way, right? Like mm-hmm. you are doing a good job. You are 7 days, 14 days. You are doing a good job. And what people are trying to educate you is that that's great. You're doing great. However, you still have a long ways to go. And the only analogy I can really think of is like, I don't know if any of you guys have rock climbed before in the past or whatever, but like, let's imagine that like QD is a bunch of people that have climbed the face of El Capitan in Yosemite, and everybody's standing at the top, right? And they know what quit is. They've gone through it. They've fought through everything. And they're a year in, they're more than that. They're still relying on each other, but they're standing at the top. And it's like, I'm on the ground, miserable, dipping. And I start this climb and I get halfway up and there's like a false summit. And I think I'm like inches from the top and I'm yelling up to everybody saying, I'm at the top, man. I'm at the top. Look at me. I'm at the top. And everyone at the top is like, dude, you are not. You have so much further to go. You know, before you get up here with us, like you think you're doing pretty good, man. You're like, you know, you're halfway up, but like you're not there, you know, you're not there. And that's kind of what it feels like to me. It's like, it takes a while to hit the point of mental clarity and commitment to truly, you know, reach the top, right? And join everybody else. And with that, you got to prove, you know, you got to prove that like, I'm here, I'm active, I'm doing these things. And, yeah. And, you know, it goes a lot further than just yelling that, hey, I'm there. You know what I mean? Get a
nice monogram shirt that says I quit on it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
a perfect analogy. Yeah, I think that's really great. It's good to see you from where you were. I can't believe like you joined the site, you know, almost a year ago, and how you progress and how you speak. It's really wonderful to hear, because when we first started, this is how we want the new guys to speak. Right? Yeah. Now we could go into our phone conversation, because
I was gonna ask you about that. I want to hear about the clash.
you were having a hard time. This goes back to an earlier podcast. Like, we have a lot of personalities on QD.
Yeah.
You know, some people are gonna say it just as it is and no bullshit. And those are the people that the new guys really tend to stick on those posts and characters when it happens. So I called you and we started talking about it, right? And the whole thing was like, there was always time, right? You always have time to work on your quit. And it was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? If there's like, and we stuck on that, like, no matter what excuse, no matter what bullshit was going on, you will always have time for QD, just like you would have time for nicotine.
Well, that was, you know, that was kind of a good turning point for me, man. Yeah. I thank you for that, because that
was, you were still pretty special. You're like, I do this job and I don't have like.
Oh, dude, I took it so hard. Admittedly, and anybody listening to this podcast is going to probably bring the nickname back, but I'm not going to get into what the nickname was. But it was pretty funny. I was actually mad but laughing at the same time because what I do as a career. That came up, you know what I mean? And it was in relation to the
fact. I forgot about that.
I drive a lot, right? Like I'm on the road a lot and I'm always like, I'm driving all the time. And I had to make a point, like I'm done texting and this and that and the other and while driving, cause it's just not safe. And you know, this was a real bitch thing for me to do. Admittedly, but when I talked to Six, and it was like there was an argument in my intro about participation. You know what I mean? Like I was, I was posting and I was in my intro, but I wasn't really connecting anywhere else. You know what I mean? And people were calling me out for that, rightfully so. And then, like, you know, I think like our conversation was basically me defending myself. Like, look, I'm driving all day long. What do you want me to do? Pull over? And just sit there. And he was like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, yeah. Like, and then I
looks like you already found the solution yourself, dude.
Right. And I was, I think we were like yelling at each other. I mean, I was at like a breaking point. Like people were just like, you suck, leave, you know? And I was adamantly, you know, I have always, you know, been, I don't know how to put this, like confrontational, if you will.
Assertive.
Maybe, you know, tough to really, you know, in anything I did, like, you know, athletics, personal life, you name it. Like, I always have an opinion and I'll fight to the death on it. Right. So that was that moment where he was making complete sense and I was still defending myself inaccurately. And the truth is that the statement that he made was like, look, man, look at all the time that you gave. And you made time for, and you cut out time for, and you reorganized things in your life to fit this in, like to fit in using nicotine. Like you literally would move things around in your schedule. Like, and now you're literally on the phone with me right now telling me that you don't have time. You know, like that was like a moment of clarity for me. I was like,
the man makes a good point.
Yeah, I was kind of like got off the phone. I was like, son of a bitch, man. He's yeah, he's right, you know. So yeah, that was a good chat, man. And I mean, it wasn't really like we were yelling at each other, but
I was on top of my lungs yelling. Neighbors are looking at me, but you know, like I wanted to show Woodshop like how important this was. Like, we take this shit like do or die. There's no in between.
Absolutely, man. And that was just a really good clarity point for me. And I think like a big part of what I try to encourage people that come in after me, you know, when I look back at it with my perspective now, I'm thinking like try to encourage these people to connect in other ways outside of your intro and outside of go out there and really fully immerse yourself and connect with other people that way and make time for it, because then that really kind of entrenches and shows people that you care. And I think people, as a part of a brotherhood, people want to trust you. You know, they don't just want to hear you say like, oh yeah, I'm quit, here I am. But we want to see you engaging and getting involved and things like that. And I think that was a big part of the missing component with me as well, was that I was talking all this shit and defending myself, and then I wasn't going other places and really, really engaging.
Yeah. So a long, long time ago, I was kind of like in the same place. I'm not going to say how long ago, but it was a long time ago. And like, I just made a conscious decision to like hold myself in a way that would like, I wouldn't be able to do, like, I just wouldn't be able to do it. Like, carry yourself in a way that like, like stop, like not quitting, like using it, anything is just not on the table. Like you have to make like those kind of like I guess goal, or like make a point of it, or like act, you have to actively do it. You can't just like show up and like fucking like fart around and hope for the best. Like, you need to like make an active decision and like work on it to get to the point like If I tried to like leave now, everybody'd be like, "What? What?" Like one of our dudes, he was in a coma, and like everybody's like, "He did the like make it." I was like, "No." I was like, "He's like dead, or like, you know, he's or something awful happened." And then 3 months later, just like Jesus, just slower.
Oh man. Yeah.
Like, so like I want, like, if I don't show up tomorrow, I want people to be like, "I'm calling your wife. Like, I'm like, are you dead? Like, did your plane crash? Like, what? Like, what? There's some other reason other than like, you know, I'm chewing or something like that, right?
Right.
I don't know. I'm kind of flaky, so maybe people might go there first.
I'm glad you brought that up because like. That's how serious this brotherhood is. Like, there are people that have my wife's number just in case something were to happen to me and you can't get a hold of me. You call her up to see what's going on.
And even I think that like, case I that I was out. Talking about, like, highlighted that for a lot of people.
So thinking about what happens if something happens to me and my wife, how am I going to get a hold of you guys? Do I let my mom know that? You know, there's a community of brothers out there. You know, that's
is honestly enough. I don't know.
That's how serious like we really try to be about accountability and brotherhood. That those are real life questions that we try to bring to light as this community. Yeah. So we are pushing close to the end now, Matt. I feel like your answers have been amazing, right? Amazing.
Yeah. Good, man.
Glad to hear that you've improved so much on your quit. We have a newer guy that is literally in the same boat as you were, and he's actually taking the opposite direction, right? He's still, he's almost at his first milestone at QD. And he's saying, I don't participate enough as I should, you know? And that's already a bad look on... You'll see. Don't worry, I'll link it to you. It's literally on the page right before the last where he mentions that he needs to put more time into the site.
Yeah.
Then just do it? I don't understand.
Apparently you need a phone call and have me snapping at you to make it work.
I think you actually wrote that too, like just do it, like the Nike slogan, you know?
Yeah, I think you did. Someone wrote that. Yep, exactly.
Well, I hate to say it, but you got to find purpose. You have to find pride and purpose, right? Like you have to, like, the site itself actually helped me quit alcohol because of the same concepts, right? Like I was drinking a lot as well, and after doing this, I faced some of the demons in my life involving alcohol, and I basically went out and created the same environment with my family, my friends, my in-laws, my parents. You know, I basically told them everything, you know, in those same concepts. But you have to like flip a switch and be proud of what you're doing, and then
be active about it.
Be active about it, and you have to engage and be present because, you know, it's always going to be a part of our history. But the goal is that, like, by being a part of the conversation constantly, that you're eliminating that future, you know? And I just think that for new people like myself, like, you have to find pride and motivation. And sometimes it comes in really strange formats, like fighting other people. You know, if you're very confrontational and agitated like I was, and... You know, like, there's a couple dudes on there that really rode me hard. But actually, a couple. Like, everyone. Okay, that's, it's a good laugh. But truthfully, like, honestly, I was, you know, one of the things I wanted to share was that there was a couple breaking points for me where I was on the fence of, you know, potentially leaving. Because of my own behavior, but people were literally placing bets on, you know, I don't think this guy's gonna last like another 10 days or something. And outwardly, you know, there was one person that was like, you know, man, like, stop wasting your time. Like, you know, you're not doing your job here. Like, go somewhere else. And I literally in my head, I was like, all right, you know, like, anytime anybody's ever done that to me in the past, I've done. I've excelled. You know what I mean? I've been like, all right. Really? I'm going to prove this. I'm going to prove this person wrong. Like, this is my motivation. You know what I mean? As soon as people were trading back and forth about how long I would last, you know, I started losing my shit, and I was like, I'm sticking this out no matter what. Like, you know what I mean? And
right.
Over time, you know, I realized that there was a part of a bigger plan. Yeah.
So, like, being motivated, I think, is good. But also, like, I think at this point, like, I don't think it's motivation that's driving what it's internalized, like, discipline. You know, like, it's part of you. It's a determination. It's not really, like, you know, you're not, like, oh. Like, I didn't wake up this morning and be like, I'm ready. I'm ready to quit. Like, you know, like, you know, it's just internalized and yeah. It's part of you. And, like. But you have to get, like, work on that point to, like, get to that point. But, like, you also have to work to, like, stay at that point. Like, your mountain analogy. Like, you know, people fall off the top all the time. So, like, and what are you doing to stop that from happening?
That's exactly why it's important to have people coming at you from all angles, having conversations on the phone with my man here, Money, and then also having people coming at me, like, honestly. And it might come off negative, but it, you know, sometimes wasn't, you know, but like people are coming at me from all angles, and you find during those first few months, you know, that's when it is mechanical in nature, right?
Like you
have to retrain your brain and your physical habits, you know, you're fighting through that process. But like you said, it comes to a point where you do need that extra hand-holding up front, and then it becomes unconscious effort, right? And that's the goal to get everybody to, really.
Money, great, you want to sign us off?
Yes.
If you have one more thing, we can. We're already over time anyways, so let's take a couple more minutes.
It's totally my fault, by the way.
This could have been 2 hours. No,
right.
You have no idea. It's really exciting and refreshing and motivating just to hear where you came from, bro, right? Because we were there for your day one, you know, right. And seeing you here now, that smile on your face, we can feel that quit energy. That's why we do this.
Quit energy.
That is why we do this.
Well, appreciate it, man.
Speaking of quit energy. And it's a good way with you, because at some point, it looks like we were bullying you. If you were to read back your posts as an outsider, you could be like, man, they're really picking
on this guy. It
definitely
wasn't the kindness. That's
what it is. But I'm bringing this up because we recently had a member who left QD with about 600 days under his belt.
Oh, that.
Yes. And a big thing that he brought up was me attacking him, me trying to play like.
But you personally,
police. Yeah, you know, to like I wake up to think about ruining his day or something, when all I wanted to
it's
do
like,
was
bitch,
hold
I don't know
accountable.
Who you are.
Sounds exactly. Sounds
no,
like
no one's gonna know who I'm talking about.
Sounds but, like a marriage.
Yeah, you know, and I tried to hold him accountable, left him alone for a bit, tried to hold him accountable again with the same responses that he got. And this man is so embarrassed that he missed a day that we will never see his face again on QD. You know, and I just want to let you know, we do not promote bullying.
You know,
if we see you doing something wrong, be happy that you have someone that will actually call you out and put you on blast and make sure you do the right things. Because if we didn't do that, what's the point of having the site? But you also got to be true to yourself. You have to be willing to commit, engage, just a little bit. Even like if any new guys are hearing this and you have a problem with social media and posting, we are fine with you coming on and posting a couple of times a month, right? Anything other than just scroll, we're okay with. But do not make yourself invisible. Don't make it so no one has your numbers. It's going to be an awful time. And I'm sure he had the worst 4 or 5 months experience on QD for his actions. So please, we do not bully. No one's got time. We are grown-ass men on a site where we get to party at. We do not have time to bully people because bullying's wrong. And we're not
stupid. I think that perspective on your reception of people being honest to you goes a long ways too. You know, there was a lot of people being truthful to me. But if you're not like open to, if you're not open to criticism and understanding that there's people that have done it longer than you that are trying to give you perspective, then you naturally kind of divert to defensiveness and accusations of, you know, maybe like, so you take people's words more negatively than you should. So
yeah,
you know,
it's pretty easy to do, especially because you like when you're quitting, like especially when you first quit, you get all those like crazy kind of like mood swings from like your body's like, where's my shit, like, you know, like so like, you know, like I understand when they get, but like if you're at almost 100 days, like you shouldn't be flying off the handle for nothing, right?
Well, you know, it's about honesty, man. I mean, it should not be construed as bullying, you know what I mean? Like they're you know, it's an online forum, so like naturally some people are going to be a little more aggressive than others.
Talk shit about your music taste no matter what it is.
Oh, sure, exactly. But part of the power is the honesty, right? Like that's part of the effectiveness of it. So like I think, you know, if anything, you know, that should be at the forefront of the opening page. Like, look, this is an honest community, you know what I mean? We are here to help you. But we are always going to be honest that that's going to be more beneficial to you than sugarcoating everything, right? I mean, that's kind of the way it is. But it's supportive, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Try, I believe so. I'm about to hit
except for money yelling at me for an hour.
You big, you know, meanie.
And look where it's changed. Like you can see that I cared about you. Like, I am a stranger on the internet before. Like, I took time on my day to be like, listen, this is important to me, you know? And it brings up one more thing about, like, this whole support. Like, you see a bunch of dudes in the graveyards talk about how they have their wives and their friends and family to support, and they don't need us. Listen, your wife, if you decide to use again, she's probably going to be like, fuck my life. But
I mean, we
what's
will
she going to do about it? She's going to fight with you. She's probably just going to accept it is what it is and that you're always going to be an addict. We will not allow that shit to happen.
I think that might be worth touching on in a future episode. Like, oh, I that love kind it. Of stuff. I think that's a good thing.
Also, so just one more thing. If you're using any type of nicotine replacement, you're still using nicotine. I don't care
NRT who it is or what cool. it is.
Yes, no. If you're still putting nicotine in your system, you are using nicotine. Like, okay, none of these fucking patches, none of this, whatever lozenges? Other bullshit. I don't know what the fuck that is. Is that the shit that you put in your nose? I'm good, bro. I'm good, bro. Okay. Right,
it's like
quit.
A cough drop with nicotine in it.
Oh my gosh, man. Imagine torturing yourself even more, right? Because then you got to pop it's like 60 of them awful. Bitches. Mm. Right? And they're expensive. Guys, just quit. Just quit.
Just quit. That's a perfect note to end on.
So yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the quittingdip.com podcast. None of the insights here should be considered medical advice. We're quitters, not doctors. To reach the show or contribute to the mailbag, email us at quittingdip@gmail.com or come quit with us at quittingdip.com.